Andy, the president, getting ready to sign an executive order, and it involves U.S. automakers and some ambitious goals. What is this all about?
He signed it this afternoon with the heads of the three major American car makers, GM, Ford, and the parent company of Chrysler. Basically, he is pushing as hard as he can to get as many electric vehicles in this country as possible. He's doing it with the infrastructure bill, which contains a lot of money to put electric charging stations around the country with federal subsidies. He's promising the automakers that as long as he's in power, he will do everything he can to replace the gas-powered cars and trucks that the federal government uses, and they've got a fleet of about 600,000 vehicles with electric cars. Well, that's something that GM, Ford, and Chrysler are not going to say no to, so they're saying they're going to commit to trying to sell anywhere between 40 and 50% of their cars by the year 2030 as all electric vehicles, no emissions at all. Now you think, well, why would the government spend all this money to help these car companies? And you go and you have to think back to, back when we had horse and buggies and cars started to come out, you didn't see an instantaneous everyone buying a car and the horse and buggies were replaced. That took better than a decade to happen. And a big reason for that is that there weren't any places to put gas in these cars. And while the U.S. government didn't subsidize the gas stations, the federal government did subsidize the national highway system so that those cars had somewhere to go. And President Biden looks at this as kind of the same way, saying this is an investment in the future of our country. The car companies are happy about it. Most members of Congress seem fairly happy about it because they look like they're ready to vote for this infrastructure bill. So this could be a win-win and also create quite a few jobs in the United States in terms of creating these batteries, the semiconductors, and all the things that go into these electric vehicles.
So the electric only, it's interesting to point out that the electric only is only a goal. It's not like a mandate, right? So they can't enforce it, right?
That's correct. It is basically an aspirational thing. But when you look at it and you look at all the hybrids and electric cars that are on the roads right now, more of this is consumer driven than it is by any mandate by the government, especially when gas prices go up. You see the sale of hybrid cars go up. I own a hybrid and it gets between 45 and 50 miles per gallon. It's something I don't have to fill up, but once every couple of weeks because I don't drive that far. So when you look at that and you look at the high price of gases, you don't necessarily need the government pushing you to do these things because the consumers and the market will take care of that.
What's interesting, too, is what is going to happen to these batteries down the road? I mean, it's sort of like kicking the can down the road. Is there any talks right now what to do with these batteries once these cars become old and obsolete?
Well, they already have ways to recycle these things. And the battery life on these cars are pretty long. I think anywhere between 6 and 10 years before you have to replace it. But they're not impossible to recycle. You drain the acid out of it, you treat that, and then you take the metal and recycle it and rebuild it. So that's not necessarily a big stumbling block here. The biggest stumbling block is the range for these cars. You get to a certain place, like I could drive from perhaps Washington, D.C., where I am, to New York City, and a little bit further, and then when you get there, it's like, okay, you're out of energy, you got to fill this thing up. And it's not a short period of time to do that. It could be anywhere between 4 and 8 hours to fill it up. So what do you do in that time? You've got to have a very long lunch.
Yes, no doubt. I mean, it takes you four. What do you do? Have you done that before, by the way?
I've driven in electric cars. I've never actually had to worry about filling them up. The technology is going to get better. They're going to figure out ways to have solar power and recharge it as you drive. So, technology improves literally by the day. So they'll figure out something in the next 10 years.
Yeah, no doubt. Andy, thanks for the time as always. We appreciate it.